Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets to see the Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age. It's the Take Cover Tour 2026. Monday, August 17th is the show at Nats Park. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, please visit thefandc.com. This is courtesy of Live Nation. The show is brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori & Murat.
We love those guys. We're just back fresh as a daisy off our trip to Kansas City with them. We'll be going to Minnesota in about a month's time. They're the best. Go see them for estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
See the video from the Vikings post-game winning locker room after they beat the Lions this week of J.J. McCarthy getting a game ball from Kevin O'Connell?
I didn't know.
So he was fine. I thought he was great early. Threw two touchdowns on their first two drives. They didn't have any more passing touchdowns. I don't know if they had any more touchdowns offensively after that, maybe one. But anyway, numbers weren't great. But he played an okay winning game. It's kind of his Michigan thing where he made a couple plays at the end and they won. But he just came off like such a crazy person in a good way. You can tell why his teammates like him. But Kevin O'Connell's like giving him a game ball, and he's doing this thing where he's like breathing through his nose, and his eyes are wide, and he just looks, I don't know, maniacal or something. it was just like, this is a quarterback. Like it was, you got to see the clip. But I'm like, I don't know what this guy's doing right now. But his teammates were going crazy.
Yeah, but thank God it's this, and he's not like just out on the street.
Exactly. But he got a game ball, and he got a big win in his return for the Vikings, who are trying to keep their hopes alive as they move forward this week. We'll take a look ahead of Thursday Night Football tomorrow to the upcoming slate in Week 10 for the first time today on Grant and Danny. Beltway Blitz coming your way on the Fan. We're going to kick things off on the ice. Caps are in action at home tonight. 7:30 puck drop. Sammy Silber will be on the scene. Sammy, what can you tell us about the game this evening?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good test for the Caps, I think. You know, obviously in a little bit of a losing skid right now, scoring has been a big issue, especially on the power play. You have a St. Louis team that's coming in not having exactly the start that they wrote up. So I think for Washington, it's a good game to, you know, not avoid any traps, kind of just play their game, get back on track, get the offense going, and hopefully take that momentum on their road trip coming up.
Yeah, what gives? All of a sudden, I looked up at the old standings. They're last in the Metropolitan Division here. What is going on with the offense most specifically?
Yeah, I think a lot of it just comes down to a lack of execution, right? I mean, you can point to certain areas of the ice and certain players, and you can be like, oh, well, this is going on or that's going on. I mean, the truth of the matter is nobody is really picking up the pace and scoring, you know, at like, you know, over a point per game. I mean, you look at Tom Wilson, Dylan Strome, who are producing, but beyond that, you're not getting numbers. And a lot of it just comes from, you know, a lack of chemistry right now on offense. You know, entries are a little bit of a chore. You look at the power play, 0 for 13 over this four-game losing skid. Like, things have just got to work out where you're making the right passes, simplifying plays, being able to actually get in the zone and generate pressure, and then, you know, putting the puck in the back of the net. And, you know, you can look at it and say, oh, you know, it's easier than it looks, but it's really not. So big challenges for the Caps coming up. Certainly something they can start with tonight and hit the ground running, hopefully.
Who do they need more out of in terms of the goal scoring? Ovi's an easy answer. He's got just 2 goals through 12 games, so he could help jumpstart them. Otherwise, though, who else needs to start scoring some goals?
Yeah, I mean, it's of course, it's easy to look at the greatest goal scorer of all time and a guy who's one away from 900 and be like, you know, what's going on here? But, you know, I think you also need more scoring from you know, your middle and your bottom six. You know, I think you look at, you know, that third line as kind of a rotating carousel, and you got some younger guys there too. You know, you got Hendrix Lapierre and Sonny Milano and, you know, these skill guys who had great preseasons and showed that they belong in camp, and now that the regular season's here, you just kind of need to keep that pace going. So you need numbers there, and you know, it's a huge opportunity right now with Pierre-Luc Dubois out, you know, for these young guys to step up. So I think the Caps really need to see more from those young guns, especially with the OB year ending, and we'll see how it goes.
When do we expect Pierre-Luc Dubois back? I mean, it sounds like at some point, but not for a while, which is hockey talk for, I don't know.
Yeah, I wish I spoke better hockey than you on the injury regard. I can just tell you it's going to be a while. It's not season ending. You know, he's been around the facility. He hasn't been on the ice, obviously, but, you know, it wasn't pretty, and it's going to hold him out for long term, but not the whole season. I mean, does that mean a few weeks or a few months? I'm not sure, but it's not looking, you know, great.
Sammy, I guess in closing on the Caps, Danny mentioned they're in last place in the Metro. With a win, they could leapfrog 3 or 4 teams. That having been said, you know, it's all jumbled up. It's early. Should we be concerned yet? I mean, the PLD injury is a reason for concern, but otherwise, is it deep enough into the year where we go, uh-oh, this doesn't look like last year, this is a problem?
I'm going to give you the classic, Sammy Silver classic. No, there's no reason to panic. It, you know, they're still like, you know, 70, 69, however many games are left. And you know, it's early in the season. Every single team is trying to find their identity. And the good thing about the Caps is that they know their identity. They know, you know, what they have to do to win games. It's just a matter of executing it now. And, you know, obviously with the start of the season, all the injuries happening, and, you know, you're getting back into the groove. Yeah, it's going to be hard to really recapture that right away. But, you know, this team loves each other. They play for one another. And it's a good group of a lot of skill guys. So I think you're just seeing them get through some early struggles, and hopefully tonight's a turning point.
Sammy, thank you as always. Talk soon.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Have a good one. Hit that NFL sounder, please. Okay, Mike Jones to discuss the NFL. It's a good thing because we're talking NFL with him. How many wins does New England end up with in the AFC East, Mike?
I'm sorry, how many hits? Two wins?
How many wins does New England end up with in the AFC East?
I think they might wind up with like 9 or 10. You know, when you look at the rest of their schedule, it's not impossible that they could get there. And, you know, I think they're going to improve as they go. I think that they have a really realistic shot at making the playoffs.
Which 7-2 AFC team has a better chance to make a playoff run, the Broncos or the Colts?
I am going to say the Broncos because of their defense. I think that everybody saw the blueprint. If you can take away the run and bring the pressure to Daniel Jones, he will kind of turn back into Daniel Jones. The defense of the Broncos is better, even though Bo Nix has some ups and downs. Definitely more confident in that defense. And what Sean Payton's doing there, I think that the Broncos could be trouble for some people.
Do you think Dallas has access to the standings? And maybe if the answer is no, is that why they were buyers at the trade deadline?
That was Jerry Jones listening to all the reporters who ask him questions and trying to, like, prove to them that he knows what he's doing. And so that's why he went ahead and made those moves, even though it didn't make any sense at all.
I actually thought something like that last night. I'm like, maybe he's just trying to save face on the Micah thing, and, like, this was always my plan all along.
Yeah, because after the game, he even was, you know, they were asking him about trades, and he was like, oh, we've got something in the works. And it definitely felt like he was trying to say, like, look, I'm swinging big, and this is, you know, what we were hoping for, and this is what we had planned, and, you know, you're going to see that I know what I'm doing. And it just really felt like a desperation move to me.
Mike, you worked here in D.C. covering the Commanders, then Redskins for a while. So you'll get my point, what I'm about to say. This Brock Purdy thing seems like it's straight out of the old D.C. playbook over the years, where it just never goes away, this injury. Like, we don't have real information week to week. Every week he's supposed to be back. I just saw he's limited and now in question for this week. What in the heck is going on?
Well, you remember the year with Pierre Garçon when he first got there.
I was literally about to reference when, like, Pierre is at Mike Shanahan's house in the bye
week. It's the Josh Doctson foot situation.
They're flying in doxers from around the country to Shanahan's house with Pierre there. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, well, you have a Shanahan who is the head
coach. That's a good point.
And you have a toe injury that is very tricky. And I think that Brock Purdy said it in a couple of broadcasts ago where he was saying, some days he feels good, then he goes out and tries it, and it hurts again. And it's just one of those things that is really slow to heal, and you need to be able to plant and twist and turn, and he's just not getting that. And obviously Kyle Shanahan is not going to be forthcoming with prognoses about his quarterback's health.
Is Kyler Murray benched? Is he not benched? Is he softly benched? Is it an out-of-town opening but in town? Like, what are we doing?
Well, he's going on IR, so I guess he is benched. But I think that even if that hadn't have come, that he was going to be benched there. And I think that, you know, Jonathan Gannon just has more confidence than Jacoby Brissett. I was asking around the league today, you know, what kind of trade value is he going to have in the offseason? And three different guys in front offices, high up in front offices, says not very much, not very good. And one guy said, hey, look, I mean, he can still get similar to what Sam Darnold did. He's still got talent. It just takes the right place, the right fit. But a lot of people don't see a whole lot of value in him. One guy said because he's little and because he's hurt all the time now. And another guy said, and then you have to worry about all the off-court, off-the-field stuff and character issues. So I think that they kind of got fed up there, and they're like, you know what, let's roll with the reliable veteran, even though he's not as flashy, and let's see what we can do.
Mike, there's a fun young quarterback matchup in Chicago at Soldier Field this weekend between Caleb Williams, 5-3 Bears, Jackson Dart, 2-7 Giants. I kind of think Jackson Dart, who I really like, gets way more love and credit around the league than maybe he should just yet. And then Caleb Williams on the other side, like every time he does anything, people want to tell you why it was wrong. So it's kind of interesting. But who would you buy stock in of those two guys, and what do you make of just kind of where those orgs are at?
I would buy stock in Caleb Williams right now. Jackson Dart is fun and everything, but the guy who's making real strides and is more complete right now, and you see the way they're opening up the playbook and they're racking up points, is Caleb Williams. You know, you can see him being more decisive. He's cut his sack totals down almost in half because, you know, he was holding on to the ball too long. Now he's getting rid of the ball. They're putting up points. I think that they are trending in the right direction. I think they've won 5 out of their last 6 games.
Who wins the AFC, the NFC North, rather, Green Bay, Detroit, or Chicago, who you're talking about?
I think it's going to be Green Bay. We see them kind of, you know, play down to the level of their competition, but down in the stretch of the season, I think that they're going to have their foot on the pedal, and they are the team that's the most complete in my eyes.
Lions coming to D.C. this weekend. Got a new episode of Take Command I do with Logan Paulson coming out. He did a deep dive on the Lions offense, and it was his opinion that they're just not as good as they were last year. I think numbers-wise, they've been solid, so I looked at it. You take the Bears' 50-point game out of the equation, they go from 8th in DVOA to 14th. Like, they're still really good. It's not quite the same level, but are they good enough to go deep into the playoffs? They've lost 2 out of 3.
They're good. I don't think you have that elite creativity and elite offensive mind now calling the shots for their offense, and that suffers a little bit. And, you know, their defense is solid. I don't think that they go on a deep run. When you think of some of the teams they're going to have to go up against, we've just seen them kind of get into some struggles and things like that. So they can win a playoff game, but I don't see them making it to the NFC Championship game.
Mike, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Hit that local 53 sounder, please. So we're trying to book a third guest to talk about Washington's football team. Striking out all over the place. We can't find anybody. Darius turns around, looks out the window, alleyway. Chris Russell, our buddy, fresh off his podcast on the Deuce, is screaming at the top of his lungs at a parked car. Nobody's sure who's winning the argument or who's losing it.
Wow.
But he's there. He's available. They waved to him, said, come on up and talk to us. So he joins us for the last part of the Beltway Blitz.
Greeny.
Thank you, buddy.
You know, I am a permanent fixture in the alleyway, which is a horribly constructed alleyway, and whoever thought of it should be absolutely...
Is that why you were yelling at the car?
Just yeah. Axe clubbed over the head. I am a permanent fixture out of CK's office window. And as a matter of fact, that's how some people actually knew that I worked here.
Wow.
Because they saw my face on a pogo stick thing or whatever you call it in CK's window.
All right, enough about that. Let's get to the matters at hand on the Beltway Blitz. What don't you like about the alleyway structure?
Oh, my God. It is an absolute nightmare. Whoever designed it should be, again, just clubbed over the head with an axe. People drive way too fast. People
sounds
are dumb.
Scary, by the
people
way.
People are stupid. And there's never-ending trucks in there that are blocking everybody's path.
What do you think of people driving?
They suck.
Okay.
They're horrible.
If there was one municipality or state where drivers are better or worse, like is there one in particular in your mind that like one group of people are worse?
Well, I used to think it was Maryland, but now I just think it's Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida.
Oh, it's everybody.
I'm sure California, New York. No, in New York, we're pretty smart. Mm. We actually know how to drive.
Mm. Do you really?
Yeah. Mm.
What is it about drivers that annoys you so much? And what do you think of the stretch on 95 between like Woodbridge and Fredericksburg?
Well, thankfully, I don't really have to do that much anymore, but it sucks. It's awful.
Okay.
95 is a pit of hell. 66 is, it's not a pit of hell, but it is like a little slice of hell.
Yeah.
It's a little slice of hell. It all sucks. It all stinks. Nobody can drive. Everybody's too busy zigzagging and changing lanes and going absolutely nowhere. I'm going to probably get into a fight or worse one day because I beat my horn at people that decide to switch lanes unnecessarily just so that they can move 3 inches ahead of somebody else.
So talking about futility and moves that don't make any sense. Oh, thank you. Here's your transition. Can you believe that the local football team didn't do anything? Like nothing.
Nothing.
Like nobody's benched.
Nothing.
No one's got lost a little responsibility.
Well, Joe Witt's coming out of the press box.
He's just changing his vantage point. He's literally he's gonna make bad calls from a different spot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
It's astronomically perplexing. Look, I did not want them to add anybody at the trade deadline. I wanted
them
to trade about 15 guys. I would have taken anything, a used bag of footballs, a couple of sweaty jock straps, or a draft pick in 2029 if I could get that.
What do you
but
want
apparently,
to do with
I couldn't
a couple
get that.
Sweaty jock straps?
Well, you know, I mean, you guys do a segment on Mondays, don't you?
Game balls and gassers?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe we could do game balls and sweaty jock straps.
I guess we're up for anything.
Right.
We're open to some ideas.
Yeah, we love ratings.
Look, someone's got to pull the rope around
here. Well, certainly not those of us on the deuce on
listen,
a podcast.
You want some nummies, get corporate clarity to get some video going of you on a jock strap that's dirty, that's used, and we'll have some business.
That would be silly.
You'll get some clickies.
How do we get that?
But seriously, the fact that they didn't do anything, again, I have no problem that they weren't Dallas. The Giants didn't do anything either, and they're worse than the Commanders, but at least the Giants have a healthy quarterback. This quarterback is going to be out for at least 3 to 4 weeks and probably, I don't know, after the gobbledygook I heard from Dan Quinn today about still getting more medical opinions and this, that, and the other thing. I have no trust.
You can't
no
be throwing faith. Gobbledygook at Dan Quinn. That's your guy.
It was my guy. It was my guy.
Whoa! Hold on!
Hold the phone.
Whoa! Stop screeching record!
I'm a little salty after what he said last week
was
about the wide receivers.
Guy?
Yeah. A little salty.
You're flipping on
that's a
Dan
past tense.
And the fact that they butchered the Noah Brown thing,
really?
And they're going to butcher the Terry McLaurin
you
thing, and they're going to butcher the
like
Jaden Daniels
with Ben Johnson.
I
you're
know.
Already hopping
well,
off the Dan Quinn
well,
train.
Well, the difference is I actually had empirical proof that Dan Quinn would be a good hire and a good head coach. You had play calling success with a bunch of great players.
Yeah, crazy that having an offensive
mind.
Well,
I mean, I had
idea.
Data that suggested Dan Quinn would be a great hire and a great culture changer. And that's exactly what he was.
Excellent.
Year two, problem. Just like it's been for...
I feel like...
Jane Daniels.
I feel like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm all of a sudden defending all these guys. Because I think people are reacting way too much, way too fast. Now, if you're just saying you're frustrated, he's not doing a great job, he needs to do this better, needs to clean this up, whatever. Like, there are people, I think it's insane, who think Adam Peters should be on a hot seat. Who think
people
Dan Quinn should be fired.
No, I'm not suggesting that.
I know, but I'm just saying, I think that the discourse has gotten crazy. Even now, it's my turn, I'm now defending Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
People are saying he's a bust and all that. Like, the insanity the last month during this horrendous stretch, I don't understand. Now, I get, and I'm not a homer. I'm not one of these people carrying water. This has been terrible. Everyone should be furious. But I am... Can we all agree there's, like, a difference between calling for jobs and having these crazy yes. opinions after a month and saying, okay, let's figure something out?
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit, I'm semi-irrational at times. Maybe more than semi-irrational. Mm. But I'm not ridiculous and... And just some of the crap that you see in the cesspool of hell known as Twitter. And by
that's
the way,
true. Maybe I'm overreacting.
And by the way, it's rarely that we
loud minority.
It's rarely that we get that on the phones. I don't think. I mean, you get passion and you get guys that are frustrated on the phones, but I don't think you get the idiocy that you get on Twitter. I'll just say that. But that being said, I want to be clear. I am not trying to fire Dan Quinn. I am not trying to bench
Jaden
Daniels.
He's not your guy anymore.
He's lost some support from the wow. old Rooster Arena.
So two things. Man. One, I'm impressed you can get calls doing a podcast. That's hard to do. That's
it
big technology. That's a big deal.
It's a live podcast.
That's crazy. Second, so what? Walk me through this Dan Quinn situation, because it was a 10. You were Vince McMahon entering the ring for Dan Quinn
2 weeks ago.
I don't know about that. Before
ago,
he was hired,
I'm giving you a elbow to the ribs, and you're coming at me like Mama Bear.
I've been a little critical of DQ because remember games 1 and 2, he butchered the end of the first half in terms of clock management and all.
Games 3 and 4 and 5.
Yeah, I've been a little bit out on DQ all year.
Every game that he's ever coached.
I've been a little bit out on DQ all year, just like I have been on Jaden Daniels.
It sounds like Chris Russell's a free agent and might be signed a team.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Oh, buddy. They're 5-3, Chris.
Are you a free agent, Rainey?
You know what I hope for?
Huh.
I hope that somehow Jackson Dart and that bald-headed freak Brian Daboll can just walk right into Soldier Field and just pummel them a little left and a little right and a little left and a little under.
Good luck with that.
By the way, he just called Brian Daboll a bald-headed freak. What does that even mean?
It means he's a bald-headed freak.
I mean, is that, that's not a weird term?
He's bald and he's a little bit of a freak.
Is he a freak? Do we know that?
What does that even mean?
He's a wild, uncontrollable maniac. I mean, did you see him getting fined by going into the blue 10? Get out of here. He's I don't care about your concussion.
Unhinged,
here.
I think, is fair.
Unhinged.
Freak
works.
Has a different...
I mean freak in a different way than you're probably taking it.
Not like Petey Pablo freakily.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. I don't know who that is.
But. Like, we're not going to hear about Brian Daboll parties.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Right.
Like,
he's
no.
not going full Rex Ryan. He's not into
He's not sucking toes.
Okay. I think that's a good place to end the Blitz today.
I think we came full circle. Alleyway to toe sucking.
Rainey, thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you, boy.
Love you, buddy.
Thanks for rescuing me.
Guess what? You're going to be happy about this. The New Yorker in you is going to be fired up. We got some audio from Mad Dog Russo to play next because Chris Russo is very mad about something.
What are you talking about?
And I want to ask if he is actually right about this next on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk bounces one up the middle, bats to the back, over to first to beat the champ. You gotta knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
That was Joe Davis on Fox calling World Series Game 7 nationally. What's interesting about that is that Joe Davis, who is the A broadcaster for Fox's Major League Baseball presentation, is also the daily voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. So he is effectively Bob Carpenter for us here in D.C. with the Nationals year-round. He has obligations to call NFL games that cost him occasionally chances to do to the Dodgers, and national MLB obligations when they have national TV games on the weekends and in the playoffs and in the World Series. He calls games from the national perspective, and I think he does a really good job at putting away his Dodgers call, his Dodgers support fandom, whatever you want to say, as a home TV guy that Bob would have with the Nats, and calling the game nationally. This is not a new thing, by the way. It's getting more and more prevalent where you see these national broadcasters become play-by-play guys. And by the way, we have an opening in D.C. for a new play-by-play role. And fingers crossed, I'm praying for one of these network-level, star, big-money grown-up broadcasters to come in here and to call, you know, 157 games or something.
Be pretty great.
Joe Davis is not available because the Dodgers have him. Adam Amin or somebody like that, right, who calls games. That'd be pretty cool. Now, he does Bulls games, probably too busy. He's DJing it till 3 a.m. in Chicago, I see on his Instagram. But, like, you know, a guy like that would be pretty sweet, right? The Brewers play-by-play guy is, his name just escaped me. Brian Anderson, thank you. From Turner Sports. And he calls all the games on Turner throughout the playoffs. He's their A guy, and he's the Brewers' everyday play-by-play guy. So, like, this is a thing where I was at the Brewers-Dodgers series, and guess what? He was on the call, and he's the Brewers guy. And that night, he had to be impartial, and sometimes you got to wear different hats, and I'll bet you he did a pretty good job.
Absolutely. This is, by the way, a benefit in a lot of ways. Like where you have a someone that's got that kind of intimate knowledge that is able to wear both hats. Like that's not that hard to do. Is sort of to slightly change the role, stealing play by play.
Turn it on, turn it off. Boog Shambi, by the way, Cubs, amazing. ESPN Radio National, also some ESPN TV. He called Cubs playoff games on the radio nationally. He's the Cubs everyday play-by-play guy.
So think about this. Obviously, Doc Emmerich is synonymous with NHL playoff hockey, right? Well, there's a time where if there are more games being broadcast, wouldn't be crazy to see Joe Beninati up doing some national television broadcasts. And he should, by the way. He's excellent. We take it for granted sometimes here in town. He's wonderful. Could absolutely do that A grade. It might just happen that he's got to call a Capitals Lightning game. The first game of a back-to-back when Doc's got the marquee game or whatever. That's a normal, reasonable thing is you call somebody up to do the national one because that's a huge deal because you got a postseason broadcast.
And I guess the bottom line of the whole thing is you have to find a way to channel the excitement that you'd have for your normal team for both. And these guys are professionals. These are big boys and big girls. And they can do it. If you call the game all the time for one team and you're really excited and that's the hat you wear. We do this in our profession, by the way. Like, I consider myself a fan of the Commanders or a fan of the Nationals or a fan of the Capitals or whatever. When we sit here in this seat and we talk about these teams, I do it with a different hat on. I'm an analyst or I'm a host or whatever the role is. If I'm on TV at NBC Sports Washington, I'm leading a panel. I'm going to do it differently there than I do here. When I'm putting balls on a tee for Logan on Take Command, I'm doing a little bit of a different show, X's and O's, analytical, than we're doing here where we're entertaining and having a little more fun, being a little more spicy, whatever that is. And so my point in all of this is to say Joe Davis called the World Series. Dodgers were playing. I thought he did an amazing job. And I did not think he favored them in any way.
I never once thought that. Now, Grant, I wasn't on the hunt for it. But I also, it never occurred to me.
It was just great calls, yeah. Whether it was a Shohei homer or one of the electric moments in that series for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. They were epic, really good calls. But after the World Series, he was on the stage during the Dodgers World Series celebration. All right, so that brings us to the topic here, where yesterday, I guess it was, they had their World Series celly, and he emceed it. So think about if the Nats do an event and like, when they're over there and they're retiring Ryan Zimmerman's jersey and Dan Colco is hosting the event, or they did something this year recently. Might have been when they announced Paul Toboni, honestly. I think something like that. But like Colco will be there and he'll be like, welcome into Nationals Park. I'm Dan Colco of the Nationals and Paul Toboni's coming up to the stage. They had Joe Davis doing that. Face of Fox MLB coverage. Because he's their play-by-play guy. Most teams have the play-by-play guy. They would have Charlie do it here, or Dave do it here, or Bob do it here.
Yeah, for the Caps parade, John Walton and Joe Beninati did it.
Exactly. Mad Dog Russo didn't like that very much. And by the way, the reason this has become a thing, a lot of people thought it was a really bad look. But this is what he had to say about Joe Davis. A couple of days after calling the final out of the World Series, with the Dodgers beating the Blue Jays, being on stage, giving hugs and high fives, to all the Dodgers as their play-by-play guy.
When you're a national broadcaster and you're the voice of the sport on a big stage when you did a million playoff games, and then they, in one of the crippling losses that a franchise is going to have in the history of the sport, that's as bad a loss as you're ever going to have. And I got Joe, basically the body's not even cold yet, and I got Joe at Dodger Stadium doing the freaking Dodger parade. Oh my God. That's bad. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say. You could say I'm screaming and yelling about nothing. That would piss me off if I'm a Blue Jay fan. I got Joe Davis shaking everybody's hand. Give me a freaking yo, mama, shaking freaking Ohtani's hand, and he's freaking wacky, getting rings. He's the announcer for the World Series. You think Kirk Gowdy was getting any of this nonsense? You think Gary Giola was doing a parade in 82 with the Cardinals? Oh, my God. And he's got the trophy right there. God, if you're a Blue Jay fan, you're vomiting right now. That is bad. I don't care what you say. That is, you could say I'm being hard. That's ridiculous, Chris. What's the big deal? He does the games. Nonsense.
There's so many great bullets in there. So two things I want to specifically react to.
Uh-huh.
First of all, well, I guess three. He couldn't get Yamamoto out. He
tried.
He's like, you got Yama, Shohei Ohtani. He wanted to go Yamamoto there.
Yes.
He did.
He revved the engine and just stalled out.
He couldn't find it. So that's number one. He said, if I'm a Blue Jays fan, I'm furious. I agree with that. His line is great. The body is not even cold yet. I was talking to a buddy of mine who's a Blue Jays fan. What's today? Wednesday? So Monday. And they were still crestfallen.
Yeah.
So I agree that the guy that called the whole series being on stage, yucking it up as a fan of the Blue Jays might annoy you. I don't know if that's the threshold, though, as to whether or not he should have done it or whether or not, like, because some Blue Jays fans who are in their feelings might be annoyed by that. Probably isn't the reason not to. His best point, though, is the changing landscape of media. When he's yelling, would Kurt Gowdy have done this? Was Garagiola doing this? And he cites the year after the World Series, 82 or whatever. No, they weren't, because, again, it was a different time. You would not have had the network-level guy also calling the game all the time to the same extent. But now, teams that actually spend money and take their broadcast seriously go get these broadcasters that are the best in the sport, like Brian Anderson in Milwaukee, like Boog Shambi in Chicago, like Joe Davis in Los Angeles. The Tigers have done the same thing. I mean, you could go around the sport at this point. And is there a conflict of interest? Is it a great look? No. Do I think that you can wear multiple hats and do a really good job? And Joe Davis did. Brian Anderson did. Yes, I believe you can.
My radar is pretty sensitive when it comes to conflict of interest stuff. I think maybe more so than the average bear. A lot of times I'll be screaming and ranting like a crazy person when the regular public, I'm very aware, doesn't care. My radar didn't go off for this one. And because I tried to think of a million different examples of where this would happen. If the Brooklyn Nets ever win the whole thing, Ian Eagle could very well be presenting the trophy. Here's this guy who just helped us win it. Like, that's a reasonable thing to me.
But so, and I blame myself because we keep jumping back and forth between, like, the calling of the game. Really, the story for him is right after it ended, you're at the party partying with them and emceeing the party.
Because he's there.
Should he have been doing that?
Yeah, my answer is yes, because he's there from February 1st in a pitchers and catchers report the whole way through. He's on the team plane 80% of the time. I mean, he's staying at the same hotels. This is part of it. I mean,
he's got relationships with all of them.
The same way Charlie and Dave and Bob and everybody are doing the deal in 2019 for the Nats. If Bob got a network level gig at that point and was calling playoff games and then is up there going, you know, these Nats kept coming back and here's Ryan Zimmerman and shaking hands with everybody, that's not crazy to me because he's there with the fabric.
If Dave called Nats Astros in World Series on Fox and was the face of the World Series coverage, 2 days later at the parade, should he MC it? You could be there. You could be off to the side, high-fiving and shucking and jiving. But to lead the whole thing on national TV, should the Nats ask him to do that? Should the Dodgers have said, hey, man, we'll let you sit this one out. We've got three other guys who could do this. You know, we can tap into our bench.
We've got the radio voice who could do it, yeah.
There's a bunch of other really good broadcasters in Los Angeles who are a part of what they're doing. You could get Steven Nelson to do it. You could call Charlie Steiner up, former broadcasters or whatever. Like, there's ways to do this, I think. But, again, I didn't have a huge issue with it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm trying to play devil's advocate because I thought it was... He brought up a point that a lot of people were making yesterday.
So to me, this is a celebration for the team and the fans, and who was there delivering this to the team for the team to the fans every night was Joe Davis.
Yeah.
So if this was a celebration for like America or like the entire country, everyone's paying attention to it and watching it, but it wasn't for them. So to me, I got no issue with it.
Yeah. So I think Mad Dog's wrong. Sounds like you do too.
I do too.
He thinks it's a problem that he was involved in the Dodgers celebration. I'm a believer in time and place. He can call Dodgers games, the next day call a national game and do it just fine. He could also then be an MC and do it just fine. I think we all got to grow up a little bit with sports fandom sometimes and realize people wear different hats at different times. People that are really talented like him are going to have a lot of jobs. What say you guys? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
G&D on the Fan. Joe Davis called the World Series. He's the voice of the Dodgers. Then he emceed their celebration a couple days ago. Mad Dog was all fired up about it. Thought it was this disgraceful, terrible thing. How dare he do this?
The buddy's not even called yet.
I can't really muster that energy. I don't think he did anything wrong. Maybe it's on a Joe Davis mark. Maybe I have a bias here that I'm not allowing to shine through. I think he's just so. But this was Mad Dog all fired up the other day. I guess it was yesterday, talking about this.
When you're a national broadcaster and you're the voice of the sport on a big stage, when you did a million playoff games, and then they, in one of the crippling losses that a franchise is going to have in the history of the sport, that's as bad a loss as you're ever going to have. And I got Joe, basically the body's not even cold yet. And I got Joe at Dodger Stadium doing the freaking Dodger parade. Oh my God. That's bad. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say.
Is it though? Is it bad? Now, the thing he said that's correct is that a Blue Jays fan is going to turn that on and be annoyed. And here's my response. And?
Yeah, it's not their World Series celebration. It's, again, I keep thinking of it like, what if we were in those same shoes? It is a Dodgers celebration. The person that delivered Dodger games to Dodger fans all year long is the person delivering the championship to them, right, in terms of the celebration.
That's who should be hosting it.
That's who should be hosting it.
If there is a celebration here in town, Slows, who's been here for every single game of Nats baseball, or you know, or Jags, who's been here for all but one season, should be hosting the event.
Yeah, it would be a big gap if he wasn't there to me.
Brian's in Herndon. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys, do you remember the epic home run call for Kirk Gibson's home run in the World Series against the A's? Do you remember who made it?
Scully?
Yeah, and he was the Dodger announcer forever. And I guarantee you, he was at the when they had the parade or when they beat the A's, I guarantee you he was on stage emceeing it.
I would be weird if he wasn't, right? I mean, who? It's time for Dodgers baseball. Like, who's more Dodgers than Vin Scully? Ray's in Fairfax. What's up, Ray?
Is there something wrong with that guy, Mad Dog? He sounds like a 10-year-old who didn't get enough syrup on his pancakes. I mean, maybe, and to be honest with you guys, that was a great World Series.
So good.
I mean, 2019 is still the best World Series there's ever been. And I'll let you guys, I'll get off the air. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, dude.
We didn't really get to talk much about the World Series. You and I were like texting and like, we need to do a bunch on this. And then, of course, football happened and the Commanders happened and here we are. My God, was that the best World Series ever. The baseball, the playmaking, it was just so good for the sport.
Yeah. I mean, the ratings were monstrous, by the way, just as a result. I haven't seen the official
Can't wait
totals.
For baseball to ruin all the momentum with a work stoppage after next year.
Don't you love themselves? Just like, where's my shotgun? My foot feels good. Yeah, but like in terms of, and you've got nitpicking on certain things like the Kenner Falafa not getting a big secondary lead that's like gone around 1,000 different times in in various like baseball circles on social media. Like, here's why he didn't get the good secondary lead, talking about the player where he was out at the plate. I mean, there's been a million things to digest about it too, which it was just wildly entertaining.
The home run leading into an unbelievable defensive play by an unlikely hero who's falling over as he's throwing to the plate and gets enough on it, turned into solo shots to tie and win in extras in game seven. The play made by Vladdy to Sir Anthony Dominguez at first to keep the game tied, but the bases loaded in extras. I mean, it was just good baseball. Scott in St. Mary's, what's up?
Guys, let me tell you first, long-time listener, first-time caller, I'm so glad you all are in this time slot. It's so refreshing driving home listening to you two.
You're a sweetheart.
That's so kind of you.
Scott, thank you. Your $5 is in the mail.
Hey, well-informed and always entertaining. Mad Dog referenced Kurt Gowdy, as I recall, older than both of you, that Kurt Gowdy did the 70 and 71 World Series play-by-play with legendary Chuck Thompson, announcer for the Orioles.
Ain't the beer cold.
World Series. That's right. Ain't the beer cold. And so before you throw Kurt Gowdy's name around, Mad Dog, you need to do your research.
Yeah, like if the Red Sox had ever won something during his time, I mean, I think he was a Red Sox broadcaster forever, if memory serves, Kurt Gowdy. But I don't know. It's just one of these things where I understand the look isn't amazing until you've – like if you didn't know that he was the Dodgers' day-to-day broadcaster, you go, what is – like what – can you imagine Joe Buck presenting doing the Super Bowl parade for like – I don't know, for the Lions this year? That'd be ridiculous. Of course it would be. He's not doing their games at home.
It would be a lot less ridiculous if he called every Braves game and then did the Braves.
Right.
Or the Cardinals in his case, because he's from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess for me, I have a little bit of pet peeve's the wrong word, but like a skin in the game on this, because sometimes I'll deal with this where people will critique like your own performance or, oh, you're a fan of the team. How could you do that? As if there's not just a professionalism and an opportunity to, like, I go into NBC Sports Washington as an example. And if they want me to be a fanalist where I'm sitting there during an altcast and we're reacting and we can, after a goal, get excited and break it down and we're kind of broadcasting as fans, that's very different than if the next night they say, hey, we're coming in, you're in two boxes, it's Alan May on one side and you on the other and you're breaking the caps down. And it's a very different role the next night, and I'm able to, you know, do that if you want me to. If the Nats need me doing pre and post on the radio, you and I have done that, and it's going to sound different than our radio show. That's the gig. That's professionalism. That's having a little flexibility and some range beyond that of, you know, Martin Gortat or something. Joe Davis can do it. He can turn it on and off. It's not any different than asking a guy to play a few positions in the field. Did any of you guys in the producer room before we move on? Nobody had an issue with this, correct? I mean, just to be on the same side, because it was in the chat. I think Toby threw it in there originally. For me, it was, I wanted to talk about it because I thought the rant from Mad Dog was
the audio was good.
Basically, it's just a hilarious rant.
No, I had zero issue with it. Like, I genuinely do not understand why he's upset with Joe Davis. Like, get upset with the networks or get upset with the Dodgers, I guess. Like, he's taking it all out on Joe Davis. Like, if I were asked to do, oh, can you call Dodgers games for 162? Can you also do national Fox broadcasts and do the World Series? Then also, can you host the championship parade for the Dodgers? Yes. Why would he ever say no? Why should it be on him to say no?
Right. Yeah, that is a good point, too. Mm. If somebody here should be questioned, maybe the Dodgers telling him to sit a play out, but I don't even think that's necessary.
Yeah, I'm sorry that Joe Davis is very good at what he does and is so good that he's not only the Dodgers broadcaster who followed up Vin Scully, but he's also good enough to lead Fox's A-team broadcast.
Yeah, he's the country's broadcaster.
Yeah, I'm sorry that he's so good that he can hold these multiple hats and actually be good at it. It's not Joe Davis's fault.
Well, and of course it's going to suck if you're a Blue Jays fan, but at the same point, are you going to deprive the Dodgers fans, even though they're got it pretty privileged? But still, if the Nationals won and Bob Carpenter, you know, I get to go to the parade, I want to see Bob Carpenter up there. I don't want to see just random Joe Blow that you grab from whoever to lead this thing because Bob Carpenter was on the call. No, I'm a Dodger fan. I get to see Joe Davis call this thing, and now I get to see Joe Davis go through the parade. So, yeah, no problem.
How Rick would Toby be if he showed up and me and you were leading it? They just pulled us.
Livid.
They're like, ah, you Bob, imagine? Charlie, Dave, you guys can have the day off.
Let's have Grant and Danny, World Series ring owners, present this trophy.
I would literally apologize to start the thing. I almost did that the time I did the Masson games.
You did. It was perfect.
No, I didn't say it. I thought about doing it. Did I say it?
You did say I'm not trying to run under the. I thought it was brilliant what you did. You're like, yeah, I'm not sure I get this either. Something that you had a great line.
I thought I did, but I don't remember if I said it or not.
You guys know what I'm talking about? Where Grant was doing color on the Masson broadcast. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm not sure about this either. Anyway, like, let's talk about the Brewers or whatever it was.
So I remember saying I was going to. I just don't remember if I did. Maybe I did. But I was going to start the broadcast by saying something like, I think this is crazy too, but thanks for having me. Everybody knows this is kind of a wacky bit, right? But yeah, us being there at the start of the World Series celebration, probably apologize. And there's going to be a lot of angry Tobys out there because it should be Bob's thing.
Yeah.
It should be Charlie and Dave. And this should have been Joe Davis or, you know, one of the fabric guys that you watched and tuned into all year long. G&D on the Fan. Kurt Warner had a lot to say about Jaden Daniels. Did almost a 40-minute breakdown on his play and why he thinks he's not playing at the same level as he was last year. We'll get into that next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.